And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is technology's impact on our outlook. Each of my guests is explaining how technology can impact our view of things. My next guest believes that change is our friend and technology is our bride. We're going to discuss whether it's time for a divorce. And if you want to join in the conversation or if you want to ask a question, give us a call at 639-0008. And as I said at the top of the hour, we've got many, many giveaways. First of all, I'll give away four sandwiches or four salads from Urbane Cafe, and I'll give those away to the second caller, 639-0008, 639-0008. And just a little bit later on, we'll be giving away two tickets to Moonlight at the Ranch 5. That's $120 value. Moonlight at the Ranch 5 is this September the 17th at 5:30 p.m. We'll be giving those away from the Limonera Corporation just a little bit later in the interview. Kevin Graham is my next guest. He was hired and trained hundreds of professional salespeople over the years and has had success as a professional salesperson himself, as a sales leader, and it's earned him the qualification in the president's status for three Fortune 500 companies. As senior sales director for a Fortune 50 company, he launched a new sales division and achieved over $1 billion in annual sales in less than 18 months. Very impressive. As the global account manager responsible for Hewlett-Packard, Kevin trained 350 of HP's worldwide technical consultants. He's a natural-born salesman. Kevin has been winning sales contests since he was the tender age of 8. At 15, he won a Scripps Howard Regional Sales Contest, and later he put himself through college with various sales jobs, including high-volume cold calling door-to-door. Kevin's career has taken him all across the United States and to most parts of the world, including Europe, South America, Africa, and Asia. Joining us from California, hi, Kevin, how are you today?
Billy the Brain, it is great to be on the air with you and your listeners.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you being our guest, and I appreciate your being a thought leader. So let's dive right into it. You're a sales coach, you're a life coach, and we know that change is happening all around us, and it's happening at an increasingly faster pace than ever before. We also know that we need to embrace change, but that's pretty much easier said than done. Give us some ideas of how to embrace change when we're just being bombarded with all kinds of new stuff.
Well, I say change is my friend, technology is my bride, and that originates the bride thing. Going back to Mike Tyson, the boxer, he had such fear in the ring, because you can get killed in the boxing ring, that he decided that fear was his bride, and he just embraced it. And I feel that we need to do the same with technology, because we're not going to stop the train. We've either got to adapt or we're going to self-destruct.
All right. I mean, that makes some sense. So we've got to bite the bullet. We've got to embrace this. So, and I do love your analogy. Change is my friend. Technology is my bride. How interrelated is change with technology today, Kevin?
Well, we look back 20 years, and most of us are mesmerized by the amount of change that has affected our world. What we're going to experience in, say, the next 5 years will dwarf what we've experienced in the last 20 years.
Oh, that's frightening.
That's
frightening. Well, let's look back. Take me back 20 years. What were we doing 20 years ago that we look back and we think that it's horse and buggy stuff?
Gosh, that's a great question. Just about anything you do today that you take for granted is something that probably didn't exist 20 years ago, including the Internet and all the devices that we use.
Yeah, that's so true. I remember when I had a Newton. That tells you how long ago. That was a little bit more than 20 years ago. All right, so changes we've got, they're interrelated, technology and change. Why do you think the two are related and linked the way that they are, Kevin?
Well, technology in simple terms is really nothing more than a better way of doing things. If you discover a new route to work, that's actually a technical improvement. It's a technology to go a different way, that's a better way. It's an automation of what you were doing before. So some people think technology, and they only think computers or automation and factories and robots, but it's really just a better way of doing things, and it's part of our innate nature as human beings for greater expression and expansion, so we're constantly looking for improvement.
All righty. So I like that definition. It's a better way of technology is a better way of doing things, but technology is ephemeral. I mean, and change is constant. So why connect change in technology with something that is constant? Most of us, you look at a technological thing. You look at your phone. Your phone's going to be obsolete in 18 months. So why get married to a phone? I mean, literally, I mean, not figuratively. Figuratively, not literally.
Well, let me say, go out on a limb here and say 5 years, maybe even sooner, your phone will actually be integrated into your body.
All right. Now, that is futuristic thinking, Kevin. And we've actually had guests on the show where computers are implanted in their ears, their eyes, their brains in order to overcome some sort of deficiency because of an accident or things like that. But you're saying we're going to become cyborgs in the near future where computers are actually integrated into the way we live and work and play?
Let me give you an example, a story I heard years ago. Let's say there's an island of 10 people. And three of those people, in order to feed the island, to feed the society, go out and fish every morning.
Uh-huh.
And they sustain the island. They cast their lines into the ocean. They bring back fish. Then one day, one of them discovers the fishing net. So now one of them can fish for the whole island. The other two are displaced. Is that a bad thing? I mean, those other two are off to go develop art or music or something else. The island would feel valuable. But to me, it's only a bad thing to the degree that the society does not support their transition and help them develop skills and give them support during that time of transition.
All right. Well, let's take that analogy and bring it here into the 21st century, because we've got a lot of fishermen that are without nets right now, a lot of unemployed people that have been displaced, and their jobs probably aren't coming back anytime soon, Kevin. So what do we need to do, not only as a society, but as individuals, to take some personal responsibility to learn a new craft, to learn a new trade, et cetera?
Very challenging, depending on your own heritage and your personal background, but you've got to find a niche. You've got to find a way to either bring value to a local community or to a marketplace that's going to be sustainable, an industry that's going to be sustainable, or you've got to develop new skill sets that are going to allow you to develop new jobs.
All right. My guest is Kevin Graham. We're talking about technology and having to embrace change, embrace technology. Tackle the thing that you fear, really, is what he's all about. So help us to separate the wheat from the chaff, Kevin, if you can, for a minute here, when it comes to technology. What technologies are here to stay, and which ones are going to end up like Betamax movies? And I'll give you some specifics, and then you can build on it from there. We take a look at productivity systems in our lives as business people, as parents, etc. Things like email. Is email here to stay, or is that going to go the way of the dodo bird or Betamax?
Well, I think email's here to stay. We thought it would go away a long time ago by now, but I think it's here to stay.
All right, so it's here to stay. Will it be replaced by short text messages that will actually supplant most of the email traffic that's going there, much the same way that email has replaced first-class mail for the U.S. Postal System?
Well, I think it's a generational thing. I mean, you've got baby boomers, you've got the millennials, and you've got now this internet generation that were born with, you know, devices in their hand and the cell phones were already out there and all that. So it's very interesting that people are moving toward a shorter soundbite and a communication that is hyper short, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, we're all suffering from attention deficit disorder, aren't we?
Yes.
My guest is Kevin Graham. So, Kevin, talk to me about social media, in particular Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. Are these flashes in the pan, or are they here to stay?
They're definitely here to stay. And any one of them could be a flash in the pan, but the idea of connecting with people who are like is definitely here to stay. You know, when the internet first came born, a lot of people said, well, it's the great equalizer. It will level everything out. Everybody will have access to all information, and it'll be great. And that's true. It's true of the possibility. But what really happened is we're getting more divisive, and we're getting more specialized because we opt in for things, and the search engine starts to be smart and deliver us results based on our past history. So instead of driving us to a broader set of information, we're actually driving us to a more specialized set of information, which is a real dynamic and one of the reasons our country's so polarized today on a political scheme, because we're getting information that's skewed to our history and to our taste.
Well, now that is an interesting observation and one that we've explored before, but let me ask you to elaborate on that a little bit, because When we had three channels of television and you watched the nightly news, to use that old metaphor, you know, at least the nightly news was presenting a somewhat balanced presentation of the news. You got a wide plethora of different things to choose from. Today, you're right, that we use the computer to filter out things. What does that do to discourse, whether it's political discourse, whether it's business discourse? What does that do when you start filtering things out and you only hear the things that you want to hear?
It's a bit horrifying in my mind, because you're no longer getting balanced journalism. You're no longer getting all sides of the story. You're basically being told and reinforcing some of your biases and beliefs. And when you think about your association, whether it's physical in your communities and the people you work with and the people you see day to day, or your association in the virtual world, that's only compounding the fact that you've got a blinders on to the world, and you're just seeing things from your biased views.
And that's why people listen to shows like Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ. My guest is Kevin Graham. Kevin, we've got these tickets that we need to give away. Moonlight at the Ranch 5. It's presented by Limonera Ranch. It's this Saturday, September the 17th, 5:30 to 11 p.m. These two tickets are $60 value each. That's $120 total. I'll be giving that away to the fifth caller, 639-0008, 639-0008. Call, win the tickets, get something to do with your sweetheart on Saturday night. Moonlight at the Ranch 5 by Limonera, and I'll give that away to the fifth caller. Now, back to you, Kevin. So, compare and contrast, we're talking about things that are either here to stay or not. What about laptop computers? You know, you're a sales professional. The time was when we were chained to our desks. Then we got laptop computers. Are laptop computers here to stay, or are they going to go the way of Betamax?
Well, video's here to stay, so you'll probably see more tablets. I mean, going all the way back to 1995 and digital, being digital, the book by Nicholas Negroponte out of the MIT lab, he talked about you'll buy a television set in a 1 gallon can or a 5 gallon can, and you'll just flat it on your wall, and it'll have the receptors and the power built into it, and you'll just peel it off and take it with you and that kind of thing. We're starting to move, you know, started with plasma a few years ago. We're starting to move towards video is everywhere, and that's going to only grow more as we go forward.
And Kevin, why is video so powerful compared to the written word, compared to other forms of media, including my beloved radio?
Well, I think it comes back to a picture's worth a thousand words, and a moving picture that gives you so many actual mini pictures within a scene is even more dramatic and compelling.
All right. What about location-based marketing? We're starting to see that now with programs like Foursquare, and there are others that deliver you content based on the GPS location of where you are at that minute. So you might be walking down, oh, I don't know, let's say Thompson Boulevard here in Ventura, and you walk past a pizzeria, and that pizzeria sends you a short text message and says, hey, come on in for a pizza. Here's a coupon for $2 off. Is that the future? Are we going to start to see more and more of that?
I think you will see more and more of that. There's double-edged swords with all of it. Some people are going to have an allergic reaction to it and and boycott those types of platforms and people who have that message. But there's no question from a marketing standpoint, it's about targeting your audience. And if the technology enables it, why wouldn't you go there?
All right. My guest is Kevin Graham. Kevin, I'm going to ask you something that's not necessarily technologically related, but certainly is part of this overall growing trend that I see. Is it temporary office space? Is temporary office space here to stay, or is that just a flash in the pan?
Temporary office.
Yeah, where you're a mobile professional and you just check into a rented temporary office space when you need to have a desk or a conference room or a secretary. But for the most part, you're living out of your car or working on the road.
I don't think there's any question that it will stay and it will continue to grow because it's about alternatives that are low cost and fit the needs, not just the large need of a year or two, but the individual needs of people. I forget where it came from, but there was a statement about 10 or 12 years ago from someone. It was kind of shocking at that point, and still hard to imagine, but I see it coming true in certain areas, is that hardware will become public property. So whether it be a phone or a device or anything else, it's not yours. Who cares? The technology, everything you own is in the cloud. So you just move on, you grab somebody else's device, and you use it because your information, your experience, is not in that device. It's in the cloud somewhere. It's in the software and the information. It's being shared, the digital information. So
very much like Zipcar is today, where you live in a big city, you can get into a Zipcar at any one of those convenient locations, drive to where you need to be, return it to a drop-off point for Zipcar. You don't own the car. You just rent it for the time that you need to drive around. My guest is Kevin Graham. We're talking about his sales training, his life coaching, and what he is seeing as the integration of change and technology. And Kevin, a question that I have for you, what, as a professional sales trainer and as a life coach, what are some of the ways that you see to use technology to maintain better relationships with customers and prospects?
Well, I would first caution anybody, because it's easy to become overwhelmed with technology. It frightens all of us to some degree or another. But I would encourage you to treat it like a buffet. You don't have to eat everything at the buffet. If something's not for you, don't stress about it. Just let it go and embrace what works in your life and what you can blend into your day-to-day that you're already doing, because that's how you're going to use it in a manner that's functional for you. If you're trying to force-feed things down yourself to enable your business or to enable your relationships, it's going to come across that way and it's going to be counterproductive.
All right. My guest has been Kevin Graham. He is a professional sales trainer and a life coach. Kevin, if people like what they hear from you, they want to learn more about you, learn more about your services, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Well, thank you for asking, Billy. At empoweredsalestraining.com, we've got a number of free guides. You can take a sales quiz. We've got a guide called Get the Decision Maker on the Phone. We've got another guide called Book More Meetings to help you close those meeting requests. And it's a very empowering for sales professionals. EmpoweredSalesTraining.com.
That's Empowered, past tense, EmpoweredSalesTraining.com. Kevin, it has been a delight. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to be with us here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Billy.
Thank you.